Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello and welcome to Simon's Animal News.
Ooh.
With my special guest, Daff the dog.
Wow. Second, and also I'm here.
And my assistant, sort of co-host, vice president to my presidential role, Chancellor of the Exchequer at number 11 to my number 10 Boris Johnson man.
I'm kind of like the leash
second fiddle
that holds you back from mad,
yeah, you're kind of like
spinning into the abyss.
You're like a sort of tapeworm growing inside of my bowel.
Right. Okay.
And one day I'll just do a big shit and you'll come out.
And I'll be gone. Flushed away into the abyss.
Yeah.
Into oblivion. Can't wait for that day. But until then, you're going to have to listen to my whiny voice criticise and pick away at the dumb news that you've picked
it's
out for us
news.
To listen to today.
It's interesting. And it's all animal news.
It's not. We do one
tabloidy
shit headline every fucking hour. It's like a terrible exchange value rate for poor listeners and viewers who happen to watch this trash.
We should do a speed run one day, not now.
Not now.
But we'll do a speed run where we have like a timer.
But
we got 2 minutes.
The older you get, the more you say, the more you realise you've said, one day I'll do this. And you never, what you mean is, we'll never do this.
One day.
That's what you mean. When you say one day.
I will have it off with a lady.
That's literally what he means. He will never do that. What is in the news?
Would you just like to read out the link?
www.theguardian.com. Is that the actual Guardian?
Yes, the Guardian.
/world2021/July28/ Hey, that's mine. Naked man's wild boar chase immortalized in plastic. The fuck? What is that? What does that mean? Okay, first
what,
one.
What do you think it is?
Hey, that's mine.
Hey, that's mine. So he's like, obviously he's saying that to the boar, and that's why he's chasing the boar. Hey, that's mine. And he's naked. Maybe the boar's wearing his clothes.
I see. What? Naked man's wild boar chase. What?
And it's immortalized in plastic. So what do you think that is? Like one of the, like one of your toy soldier men. In the weird shiny armour that you have.
Yeah, like a miniature.
Warhammer.
A model.
Yeah.
A little sculpted creation, a 3D printed naked man.
Maybe it's an orc chasing a squig? Is that what they... Squig, right?
You don't have to climb down to my level, Simon.
I'm trying to understand.
You can stay in the heavens.
I'm trying to pretend that I'm interested.
You can stay in your ivory tower.
Yes.
You're like a mum.
With a K?
I understand what my son's interested in. He's interested in the bolt guns and the warhammers and the men with the tiny little guns shooting one another's.
You're there.
And
you're,
rolling dice
you're
for
in
your, hours upon end.
You're in your room. You're painting your little figures, right? I open the door. Are you winning, son? And you're like, oh, no, I'm painting the soldiers. But I do plan on playing a game in a couple of months or so. I need to read up the new rules that they've added.
I'm dying inside, but I will be stoic and say I love you, son. I'm disappointed in you, son.
Closes door. I slam the door. And then, like, I don't know, like a framed picture of K Kerrigan falls off the wall.
Right, good. You had to delve quite deep for that one.
I was trying to think of any you were like named
scratching
person.
The inside of your skull for like a reference. Yeah. Well, what is this news story? I need to know. Right. There's a naked man and a wild boar on some sort of chase, and this is in a reputable news source. So,
oh my god, why am I so bad at clicking? Okay, here we go.
So it's only going to be a small amount of adverts. Wow. Okay, these pictures are brilliant.
Okay. So I think this is okay to show on YouTube.
Yeah, I think so. It's actually, well, if his other leg was out, do you know what I mean? It wouldn't be okay.
Yeah.
So there's a wild boar.
And two wild boarlings.
Wild ball ups.
Bullets?
Boar pups. Little cute ones following the dad or mum.
Biglets.
The biglet.
Boglets? The whatever.
The grand boar.
Hang on. No, we need to hang on. Boar
children. Google it.
Boar young.
Tiny.
Called.
Younglings.
Called. I can't type. Piglets or boarlets. Boarlets. That's literally what I said
first.
You were
literally right.
What the fuck? Boarlets.
So, there's a picture of a boar. He's got what looks like a one of those bags for life, filled with picnic materials, in his front snoz.
Yeah.
And his back legs, he looks like he stepped into a cardboard box.
Yeah.
And he's also bringing that along that awkwardly.
And there's four people that are sort of finding this hilarious that are watching this.
Well, they're not getting up. They're having a picnic.
Look at them. They look like they're laughing. And
they... Is there fellow nudists there?
One guy... I think the men are naked.
Yes. The wives, men are naked. The wives not so
probably
much.
Not. No.
And the man running who has lost his picnic materials... To the wild boar.
Yeah, he's nude.
He's fully nude. And
just bollock naked.
And quite, in the typical nudist style, unattractive.
Because it's always the people that are the least attractive that want to show off their body.
It is. It's a weird
nudist
paradigm.
Colonies.
Yeah.
In Berlin.
So.
Presumably.
Yes. And I mean... Is this the equivalent of seagulls coming in for your sandwich?
So what do you think the boar stole? Let me just scroll it up because it says down there. So you think picnic supply sandwich? You stole a sandwich?
Maybe some Pringles, possibly a little...
One of the small tubes.
A little jar of jam, one of those nice ones with their little tartany pattern on. A little
Bon Maman.
Yes, Bon Maison jams.
Bon maman.
Bon maman.
Not maison.
Oui, bien sûr, la baguette.
It's the mother.
A baguette.
The mother is good, not the house.
Oh, good mother. Is that what it's called?
Bon maman.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense. I always read it wrong then in that case. It's good that you've educated me on that subject. Thank you. Maybe like a little packet of McVitie's. What do you bring on a picnic when you're a nudist?
Oh, what I like... Oh, I mean, if I was a nudist... probably some, just off the top of my head.
I guess it's things you don't...
Fetter and Her parcels from Marks and Spencer's.
You don't want to spill them on your naked flesh, do you know what I mean? You don't want anything drippy.
No. That's why it's good to have the little parcels, because it's all self-contained.
Yeah.
So if you drop one on the grass, it's not too bad. But they do have the little poppy seeds on, hypothetically.
That might get on. And then you don't want to be dusting them off your boob.
No.
If
no.
Exactly. So no. Well, obviously he's unhappy. Or happy. Is he happy? Is he amused that this boar has stolen his
see the word I've
his
highlighted.
Laptop.
Laptop.
Okay, that's the pretty
boar,
bad.
The boar stole a laptop.
Well, it's a proper thief then. This is a robbery. This is not
That boar's a criminal.
This is a criminal act. This is a daylight robbery. This
literally, because it's daytime.
It's daylight, yeah. This is, well, you know, poor man.
So, obviously, the man is thinking
What do you think
thinking
he's got
of,
on that laptop? Some sick stuff.
He's a nudist. He's probably fully clothed people under a folder named Work.
Oh, and he looks through those pictures of fully clothed people.
Oh. Oh, look at that lady. She's wearing a jacket and jeans.
And
oh, you can't see anything.
Exactly. Oh. That's probably what most excites him. weird. So no, do you reckon that boar is saving him from the filth on his laptop? You know, you don't.
I think you're better than this. The boar works for the police, and it's checking to see what's on that laptop.
Right. Okay, so it is running. So in fact, it's illegal.
I'm not going to say anything more specific.
Did he have a search warrant?
Doesn't need one. He's a boar.
Right. Well, I'm sure most of these...
Detective Boar, what were you thinking? We didn't have a warrant. We can't use any of this evidence. You're off the case.
You're a maverick, Detective Boar. And I love you. Kiss me.
This is where it goes.
How far do we go with this role play?
So
the man's thinking of taking legal action as well.
Right. Well, these kind of people, they really are massive bores. All these folks. Do you know what I mean? So, sorry,
I didn't really land.
Didn't really deliver that very well. But they're the kind of people who would get offended at an incredibly hilarious viral photo of them.
Well, that's the thing. He's not suing the person that took the photograph.
Oh.
He's not suing the boar.
What?
He's suing the person that made this strange little plastic diorama that is the scale that it would work well with, like, model railway.
This looks like the kind of shit, this diorama, by the way, that you or Tom Bates might have made for some Yogscast thing.
Because I had the Harambe one that someone gifted
I thought you made that.
No, someone gifted me that.
A Harambe diorama.
Yeah.
That was a magical thing.
It was wonderful. Had a little boy, had a big gorilla, had some, like, bushes and stuff, and it had a little bottle of blood as well. So, yeah.
What a magical moment.
It was beautiful.
That was. Rest in peace, Harambe.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But yes, so they're being sued, are they? Or being told that they're not allowed? They have to take the diorama apart?
Oh my God, it's not the man that's suing. It's the woman who took the picture. It's the woman who took the photograph.
What is happening?
It's not the man. It's the fucking original photographer suing that someone made a plastic reconstruction of her photo.
There's a lot of people who could be in trouble with this. Do you know what I mean? We live in a world where the naked man could sue. Those four people in the picnic could sue.
Yeah.
People...
Emotional distress.
People who've...
Caused by a naked man and a boar.
Exactly. The boar could sue. The boar's children could sue.
Yeah.
The police, you know, could sue. The people watching could sue. The person taking the picture can sue. It's ridiculous. It's a can of worms.
Just, if you find yourself in a similar situation, just get the hell out of there, guys. Just get out. It's not worth it.
You have to get signatures from everyone, or hoof prints.
Yeah.
And then on a release form. And then you'll avoid stuff like this. Oh, I see. So the whole plastic thing has been converted into a set that's being sold for £11.90.
It's good value.
By a model railway company as an embellishment. So you can have that on the side of your model railway.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a good idea. Also, the wild boar is nicknamed Elsa.
Right. By bathers.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the people.
The nudists.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously there's local people that go to this lake for the weekend. They're probably nudists, but they see the boar around a lot.
Right.
Watching them. Elsa.
What hard work.
Elsa.
Bizarre.
The so-called action set of a naked man pursuing a wild boar who has stolen his bag after a true event at the Berlin Teufelsee. Including two air mattresses.
I think I've been there.
Oh.
Actually, maybe.
It's a very awkward, it's a very German name for something, isn't it?
The Teufelsee.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful. But that's what they like.
Missing from the set are the two piglets who followed their mother.
Right, they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it's not quite accurate, is it?
No. I think the piglets really make it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it just wouldn't be the same if it was just a boar with a laptop. Well, and a naked man.
Good point.
It'd be lame. It'd be shit.
Well, exactly. I'm just saying that those piglets... Well, I like the idea that they're being taught to steal laptops from naked men. You know, it's a very specific lesson that we didn't have at school, but they have had. It's a skill that they'll, you know, teach their children, hopefully, in some amount of time.
Oh, my God. So we don't know the actual... The man is anonymous. We don't know who the man is, but he gave permission for the photo to be posted on social media.
Good for him.
So he was fine with it. He saw the funny side.
Yeah.
So presumably he got his laptop back.
Oh, fuck! He was saying in German, though. Whatever that is in German. Probably the same.
What would he say? Halt! Halt! Meine Laptop!
Fuck!
Nein! Nein! I don't even know how to say fuck in German.
I don't know.
Fücke. Fücken!
It's not as catchy, is it? Mm. There must be some curse. Because he wouldn't be... You're naked. You're running after a boar that's got your laptop.
My laptop. And I need that for live streaming at twitch.tv/lemonhoneydew.
But it has all of the pictures of fully clothed people on.
Oh, my God.
And you don't want anyone to find out.
Oh, my God. What if people discover all the pictures of catgirls I've got?
So you're running faster. And you're shouting at that porker.
In German.
In German. And you're German. What do you shout?
Wo ist der Bahnhof?
Right, I see.
Du hast meinen Laptop.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that GCSE German did you good. You real, real good. I knew it would pay off one day. And I'm sure the story ended happily.
Well, I mean, the boar might be dead. Because 2,000 wild boar across Berlin have been slaughtered to stop African swine fever from spreading. So the boar's probably dead.
What about the laptop?
No one's seen her. The laptop is safe with its anonymous owner, presumably.
Mm-hmm. Is it safe?
I don't know.
Is it being used for good now?
It's being used for good.
I would just want there to be a happy ending. Is all.
The pig's dead. The piglets are also probably dead as well.
Good Lord. Well, that's not happy. That's terrible.
Also, the lake, it's filled with poison now.
Right.
And all the bathers that have been using it died as well.
Well, that's the opposite of what I was hoping this story would end. That's much. But how is the plastic train set doing?
Flammable. Very flammable. It's very dangerous. Well, don't have it near any electric circuitry.
I guess after the lawsuit, maybe they've dumped it into the woods as well, the unsold ones, where many more wild boar have choked.
Well, no, the boar are already dead. It was deer that ate it and choked to death.
Right, okay.
On the little figures.
On the tiny naked men. The great irony of our world.
What's the irony?
Well, you might want to eat those deer, and then you'll choke to death on a tiny naked man.
Oh, you'll have a nice bit of venison, and inside of it is a little naked man, and you don't see it.
Mm.
Somehow.
It's ironic.
Yeah.
Because...
That's irony. You're right. That is ironic.
You can get there.
What would have been ironic is if the man had inside the bag bacon sandwiches.
Oh, I see.
And the boar stole
them.
Meld
them. Sorry, yep. No, stole them, yep.
And the boar stole them to eat them.
But
there's a mix-up and then a naked boar is chasing a man carrying man sandwiches.
Deeply ironic.
I don't think you can get more ironic than
that. I think that's the tip of the pyramid.
And also
the irony pyramid.
He brought cutlery with him on the picnic.
To one of
10,000 spoons All he needed was a knife.
Are we doing more animal news?
Yes.
Is this podcast slash YouTube thing now?
This is our life now.
Only animal related stuff. Look at that cute
Get
parrot.
Get used to it.
It's a very cute looking, I think it's an African grey.
It is indeed an African grey.
I recognise it because they're the most talkative ones.
And they live for a very, very, very long time.
They're very annoying because they talk very well.
They do.
But they're also apparently very good friends. They get very sad when their owners inevitably die.
Because they outlive them.
Yeah.
Because they live for so long.
That's right. So five parrots have been separated, I assume, from one another at a UK zoo after encouraging each other to swear at guests.
They're like naughty children.
I love that. That's great. That's like five teenagers who are misbehaving.
Yeah.
Have been had to be put in separate... Separate.
Maybe they are teenagers. Cages. I don't know how old they are.
So I went to a zoo lately. There's actually a zoo nearby called Crocodiles in the Wild.
Oh, what kind of animals do they have there, Lewis?
Crocodiles in the... Is it called that? No, it's called Crocodiles of the World.
Oh.
They have crocodiles, mostly. But they also have some giant tortoises, of which I saw one. Do you remember a giant Galapagos turtle?
I'm sorry, they have what?
A giant tortoise. Do you remember a giant...
Tortoise.
A big lad. A really big lad. He was huge. Huge. His name was Dirk.
Tortoise.
Look, yeah. You know, it's a callback. It's a callback to an old Peculiar Portions. And they had a kookaburra there.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they? They're lovely little... Who is like... Because they're like quite sort of
they're like
small.
A, it's like a...
It's because they're like dwarves. That's why.
It's like a big... It's like a Furby with a big beak.
But they're all sort of squat.
Yeah, they're squat, squashy bird. And it was just chill...
And they talk as well.
They laugh. Like really, really infectious laughing.
Did you tell that joke about someone being a bore to them?
And I tried. They didn't laugh at that. No. But if you play them the sound of other ones laughing, like on your phone, they will start laughing really loudly. And that triggers everyone in the zoo to hear it and start laughing. And then the kookaburra hears everyone laughing, and it makes them laugh more. It's mental. It's like a feedback loop of happiness.
Well, what I'm worried about is that, you know, we're laughing because we find it funny. Kookaburras, are they laughing because they're, like, horny and they want to find a mate?
I don't know. I don't know whether
That's
I'm...
That's my concern.
I'm telling
you. You go into a kookaburra and you're going... And it's going...
That's probably it, yeah. I mean, birds do two things. It's eat and want to have sex with stuff.
And they also sing.
That's most animals. In fact, that's all animals. And poop, I guess, as well, is the third thing. But yeah, but singing is to be like, I'm over here, come fuck me. That's basically like...
Oh, hello there, big boy.
That's what birdsong is.
That's not really a song, is it? That's just me saying...
That was the song of real people.
What would be a song?
Do you been? No.
Hello there, baby. You look a bit like a duck. Do you want to come over here and give me a good seeing to?
Oh, yes.
I think that's
basically how it works. Yeah. So, parrots are... They're just fun. They're naughty. They try and escape. They talk shit. They mostly talk and repeat back things that you try to, like a child.
Yeah.
You know, you'll say a swear word once, and then after that, that child will repeat that thing that you hope they hadn't heard.
This whole thing must have started with visitors to the zoo saying, you know, fuck, fuck, fuck to parrots just over and over again.
Right. Do you think?
And then the parrots are like, fuck, fuck.
Do you think it is that though, or do you think it's like weirder?
But then, as soon as one parrot is taught how to swear, then it teaches the others.
I'd prefer it if it was more like kind of you giant twat. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I wish they'd used like more.
You look like a fucking muppet.
Yeah, like,
kind of thing.
I don't know. You bell end. Like,
oh my god, that's a good one.
Like,
you bell end. You bell end.
I like that. Do you know what I mean? Like stuff that's not as crass. But it's like, it's common language of the people.
Language of the people.
Yeah. Well, I think Bellend is a great...
It's a good swear.
A great middle-of-the-road swear, you know?
What's the one that... Is it Cockwomble?
Yeah, there you go.
Cockwomble.
You sound like a bird. Cockwomble! Cockwomble!
Oh, the beautiful sound of the cockwomble.
Cockwomble! Well, that's why it's called... Often yeah. They're called that because of the sound that they make.
Yeah.
Cockwomble. It sounds like a normal thing. Sorry, so are we going to get... Is this article or the New Zealand Herald going to tell us the rude words they're saying? Or is it going to...
Maybe. First of all, we've got the names of the parrots. Billy, Eric, Tyson, Jade and Elsie.
Sounds like a fucking... The cast of Love Island.
They're all Antipodean names.
Jesus Christ.
Billy has been saying dirty words to Elsie. We've left him alone.
Elsie's not having any of it.
Give us a fuck! Give us a fuck! Fuck off, you Belly! Fuck off, you Belly!
My God, it is like Love Island.
Shag my big hairy ass! Shag my big hairy ass! That's what it would be like.
Oh,
it's basically
God.
Love Island.
Oh,
are those fake tits? Are those fake tits? That's what it'd be like. No,
oh
that's a blue.
God.
It's a blue tit.
A blue tit.
It's a blue tit.
Wow, the weather's getting a bit cold lately.
It is. Well, you know, autumn's setting in.
Oh my God.
So you're sorry. African greys.
So they got 200 African grey parrots
at Lincolnshire Wildlife Centre. It's a colony.
So, oh, this is actually in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh shit! But the New Zealand Herald's reporting on it.
I guess
sure.
They're interested.
International
in it.
News. So these five parrots out of the 200 are the ones that have been quarantined.
You thought Eric, Billy, Tyson, Jade and Elsie were New Zealand Antipodean names. No, they're British names. They're the Ibiza
Eric
crowd.
Eric and Elsie are absolutely Antipodean names.
Well, maybe.
Billy, probably.
These are all like, you see these guys down at the club. Do you know what I mean? All hanging out with their short tops on and tan.
Show your tits! Show your tits!
It's true. We are quite used to parrots swearing, but we've never had five of them doing it at the same time, says the centre's chief executive, Steve Nichols.
Where the swear... Fuck off! Fuck off! They've been saying fuck off.
When a parrot tells you to fuck off, it amuses people very highly, Nichols
fuck
said.
Off! Fuck off! You bellend! Show your tits, love! Show your tits!
That's a good one. That's a really good one to teach a parrot.
I love that. Yeah. That must... Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people probably do it, you know? Thing is, right, you go into a zoo, right?
Yeah.
First of all, it's very sad, right? That's the thing about a zoo, because everything's fucking endangered or there's like four of them left and they're being turned into shoes.
I thought you were going to say it's because all the animals are basically like in prison.
Well, I mean, it is animal prison to start with. The whole idea of a zoo is pretty rough, but... You realise, actually, it's pretty chill. You're looking for more videos of them swearing.
Oh, my God, is there actually a video of them swearing?
People must film them all the time, and there must be, like, tons of YouTube videos of people of them swearing away.
I don't think any of this is actually going to be...
This is my reaction video.
Oh, we're not going to be able to hear it, are we?
We don't want
to
see this stuff. Don't worry about it. Well, it's more fun thinking about it anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear parrots swearing.
So the other thing about these zoos, oh fuck, I forgot my point.
Sorry.
It's all right. I was so boring that you just got distracted.
I thought you bored yourself. You bore. Bore.
They do have some of them in zoos.
Zoos are quite sad because everything's endangered. Everything's dying. Some animals being turned into shoes. It's like a prison. And the animals, they ain't done nothing wrong. Well, I mean, some of them probably have killed a man. Like
may have done, who knows.
But, you know, like, you know, tortoises.
It's all past them.
Sorry,
they've got a new life, tortoises.
What have tortoises ever done?
Well, nothing.
They ever eaten a man? Probably not.
Well, we don't know, though.
Crocodiles.
Crocodiles.
They've probably eaten a man.
Well, I don't know.
Like a little girl.
But then no, but they've got the very thin noses.
Janet, where's our Janet? motherfucker, you're going to the zoo!
For the rest of your life.
Flying bars.
So, no, zoos are interesting places. You should go. And they have loads of these little... obviously, they've got 200 African greys. They're looking after them. A lot of places...
That's fucking crazy. You shouldn't have that many of one animal. You gotta diversify. You can't just have 200 of one fucking
bird.
But
they've probably picked them up off of people who've died. Old Auntie Yvonne, who had a parrot, you know, kicked the bucket before the parrot did. And that she was a real swearer. She was teaching him all sorts of words, you know. And he comes into the colony and teaches all the other birds.
Gareth got my cock like an acorn! Gareth got cock like an acorn!
Exactly. I mean, and before you know it, someone called Gareth is suing the zoo.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he was visiting with his new girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
You know, and they haven't done the business yet. You know, she heard the parrot say
she wanted to find that out herself.
Yeah, she wanted the joy.
It spoiled the surprise for her. So she was very upset.
Oh, my God. It's a spoiler, isn't it? It's like being told the ending to your favourite film before... it's not your favourite film. It's like being told the ending to a film that you haven't watched.
The current film that you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need that. You don't want no parrot telling you that.
My God, that's what they should be doing next.
Titanic sinks!
Yeah, they're not going to be, you know, don't teach a parrot to say, oh, fuck off, you ballad! Tell them, Bruce Willis is a ghost! Bruce Willis is a ghost!
Dumbledore dies in Harry Potter!
The butler did it! The butler did it!
Exactly, that would be a disaster if it's like spoiler birds. So they could be a lot worse, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
They could be, also, if they were saying stuff, I don't know, like, God isn't real! Or, even worse, Santa isn't real! Could you imagine? Can you imagine the naughty stuff you could teach them? They could tell the truths that people need to hear.
Oh my God. Atheist parrots.
You know, I'm just saying that they've got power. They're not restricted by the yoke. That got microchips in! No!
No! No, parrot! Quarantine him! Quarantine him!
We could use their power for good, though, I'm sure. There must be some good stuff we can teach him. Like, eat your five fruit...
Eat your five a day!
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, useful stuff for teaching kids.
Yeah.
They're only swearing because the people like it. They're getting a reaction off people.
Stop eating foods with high fructose concentrate sugar in, or whatever it's called.
We got... The thing is, like, sometimes it's best to just give them an alternative. Do you know what I mean? Swearing's funny, but what's even funnier?
Just because you have a degree doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get a job.
No, not you.
No, it's too real.
No. We need to give them some, like, I don't know, some Michael McIntyre jokes or something to entertain all the dumbasses who will go in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need to give them some, like, lowbrow comedy routines.
Lowbrow?
Some, like, one-liners.
Oh, yeah, some, like, Tim Vine.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Snappy one-liners.
I'm not saying Michael McIntyre's lowbrow. I'm sure he's great. Is he still going? Probably not.
Oh, he still is, yeah.
Sorry.
Still is.
I'm not sorry. Who cares?
Okay, go on. All right, read out some of these as a parrot. Go.
The advantages of easy origami are twofold.
The kookaburras would love that one.
They would love that one.
They would fucking love it. I don't know. Maybe we're just over that kind of humour at this point. I'm sure in a few years' time it'll be cool again. But at the moment it just feels a bit...
What's the deal with airplane food?
Oh, or we just do that.
God.
And just get him to do some shitty, like, memes. Maybe he just needs to do memes.
Oh my God. So, what, like the one where it's the shadow demons when you're on your way to get beans at 2 a.m? How's he going to do that on stage? How's he going to do that?
Okay, no, I don't know. Memes, I think the solution is gentle swear words and memes. They're always happier, safer for the whole family.
You can't just have parrots doing memes. Parrots doing some sort of stand-up, maybe. But I don't think they can just do memes.
How about...
Oh, my God, wait. It would be a meme, wouldn't it? It would be like one of those advice animal shit memes with, like, the different colours around, you know, and it's impact font above and below it. you know, funny parrots. That would be the meme.
It'd be a diorama.
Oh, God.
It's only a matter of time before it gets dioramed. I get the impression that, like, African gay parrot. It's a different kind of parrot. Oh, geez. Let's move on.
Okay. African gay parrot.
Do you ever hear about the man?
Yeah, the man...
Who?
He learned he had a very special talent.
A magical power?
Yeah, like a magical power. Like it could be in the Avengers. With this one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how he learned he had this power.
Do we need to ring up Marvel?
Okay. He learned that he could suck water up into his anus.
Okay.
And then he turned that into his job.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say he turned it into wine.
No, it's called human decanting. We've been through this.
That's a different thing, is it?
Yes.
Which episode did we been through that on?
Oh, so many. So many. But I think for some reason they keep editing out all of our references.
Is this the true story of Jesus? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. So... This article starts with, in Spider-Man, a young Peter Parker is given superpowers by a radioactive spider. What do you mean, given it? Like a present? And decides to fight crime. In Daredevil, what is this article? A young Matt Murdock gets covered in radioactive material and develops supersonic senses, deciding also to fight crime. In 19th century France, a young Joseph Pujol... A very appropriate name, was taking a swim when he realised he could inhale vast volumes of water through his anus.
And then he decided to fight crime.
No, he didn't. Okay. He turned it into a hit stage show at the Moulin Rouge under the name Le Petomane, the Fartomaniac, direct translation, the Fartomaniac.
Le Petomane. Petomane?
I thought Moulin Rouge was all about kind of hot girls in like bohemian clothes singing.
That was only like a small part of it. There's also, you know, men on stage, you know, putting nails through their ball sacks and people like pretending to slit throats and blood goes all over the audience. And
really?
There was like insane shit, including...
Pujol.
So vast volumes. That worries me.
It is strange. Yeah. So apparently, when he was still in school at the age of 10, which turned out to be a complete waste of time given his eventual career.
That's brutal.
He was holding his breath underwater and felt the strange cold sensation of a large volume of ocean. Shooting up.
Ocean water
shooting up into his rectum.
Yeah. And then he was like, ah! Ran out onto the beach.
He mentioned this to his family doctor, who laughed and dismissed the gift, telling him that it was nothing to be concerned about. Right? So, for a long time, he forgot about this superpower until the world needed him. I guess. when he recounted this anecdote to his friends in the French army and tried it once more.
With his friends gathered around, presumably resigned to the fact that the dinner party didn't quite have the original classy tone that he intended.
This is a great article, by the way.
Oh,
this is doing our work for us. Fuck.
Pujol placed his anus below the surface of some water and sucked hard. Okay. Amazingly, he could still do it.
He discovered he could suck about 2 litres of water up and also 2 litres of air in one go.
Hence, the farty boy he became known as.
By bending over and covering his nose and mouth, then contracting his diaphragm. Oh, right, so he breathed... What? So...
It's like he could literally just breathe through his ass.
He inflated himself with 2 litres of water and 2 litres of air.
So, okay. So, he could... All right, in regards to sucking in air, that meant that he could then do farting performances.
Right.
He learned to do impressions of other people's farts.
Right. That's very strange.
How?
Who? This is an impression of Boris Johnson's fart?
Oh, yeah.
This is an impression of Queen Elizabeth's fart.
And then he does nothing because she doesn't fart.
Indeed, because she's a lizard. They don't have an internal fart system.
And her name is Elizabeth.
It's clues in the name. Hidden in plain sight.
He could also play the flute with his asshole and blow smoke rings out of his anus and mouth at the same time.
This is a legendary guy. How have I not heard about him?
His farts were also apparently odourless.
Right.
Perhaps due to him giving himself 5 enemas a day.
Well, I mean, he's filling his whole butt area, colon, with clean water and air.
That can't be good, because there's the natural flora.
Flora and fauna
that
live in there.
The little
fellas.
The poo goblins.
Yeah, that's what we call them.
Inside your bowel.
Hello!
And they just eat at your turds.
I went with something really cute, and you went with something really off.
Well, they're goblins. That's what they do.
Hello! I just like them peeking out of your bum. Hello! We live in here. Do you have a chocolate bar? Well, they don't get to eat a chocolate bar, do they?
Well, I mean, have you seen what a lion bar looks like?
Oh. Well.
Some bumpy sort of texture to it. It looks, you know, like you've been eating sweet corn.
Really?
Or something.
So if I eat, like, potatoes and sweet corn, will the poo goblins think it's a lion bar?
Oh, what a treat! A lion bar!
And then the poop that comes out will actually just be normal poo.
Yeah.
But it's goblin poo.
What the fuck? Is that what happens? The goblins eat our poo, and then the poos we poo out are the goblin poos.
That's what it is, yeah.
Oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with my goblins? are they sick? are they not well?
I think so.
What have I been feeding them? Oh, right, yeah, my shit. Yeah. Okay.
You have to put a chocolate bar up there once in a while. Keep them going.
Well, we do have some club biscuits. Well, they are very
club
small.
Club biscuit? What year is this?
We got some in the office.
If Davis you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. That thing, yeah. That one.
Davis has bought us... Davis!
If you like a gradually reducing amount of chocolate, I assume, on your biscuit...
Also, they've got smaller curves of bricks here. But the price has gone up.
Brilliant. Brilliant. British biscuits that I haven't heard of. Are penguins still going?
Oh, probably.
In the Antarctic somewhere.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to slip in one really shitty joke.
What about Viscounts? Do you remember Viscounts?
I think you can buy them for cash for peerages. Do you remember that whole thing? Yeah. Just talk to David Cameron about it.
Viscounts. What's he going to do? He lives in a shed. He's writing his memoirs.
How many memoirs can he have?
I don't know. He's got to write about everything that he's fucked up. He's going to be in that shed for years.
Good. Stay in there, you dick, with your poo goblins. So what else has happened? What else?
So he eventually made it to the Moulin Rouge, you know, because of all this talent. And there is actually some video of him, so we can watch.
You are joking!
We can watch it. So this was a few years ago. How long ago was this?
This was in 1857 when he was
born. In 1857, so probably 100 years ago.
He's farting into a giant... This can't be real. This cannot be... whatever I'm watching here cannot be real. He's a man in a very sort of smart suit who looks like he's farting into a giant metal horn.
Is that everything that survived? Is that like the only footage of him that exists? It's so weird.
I can't believe it. It looks like some dumb thing that's been made by, like, I don't know, some indie entertainers, you know, for a comedy show. Doesn't it real? I can't believe that's real.
So he would play La Marseillaise. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah. That's a quite a farty tune already.
Yeah. Well, it is played with a wind instrument, which is what his asshole is.
That's all right. It's fine. It's a fountain.
Yeah.
So do you think I could play other farty songs? There's a lot of like oompa songs and. He probably needs like a
This is what the British version of it would do.
Yeah, I think that would be great. He was the highest paid performer in the whole of France, and for a time things were good, but then he threw it all away by doing something that Moulin Rouge could not tolerate. Passing gas on his own time.
He was basically moonlighting because...
Moon farting.
Because he had a friend who sold gingerbread.
The fuck is this story?
And he jingles.
Are we just reading out some absolute nonsense here?
Is this real?
Who made this up?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I don't believe this is real anymore.
So he would fart tunes, little gingerbread jingles. To get people to play gingerbread.
Where did you see this? This cannot be real. I can't believe this.
And then the Moulin Rouge replaced him with a woman that did the same act, but she cheated. She couldn't actually do it. She just used a set of bellows underneath her voluminous skirt.
Really? That's really cool. I like that because he's obviously a unique... Man.
This was before the First World War as well.
He had a unique farting ability that could never be replicated. And they thought, oh, we've lost him. We could get any old fucker in here to fart. And obviously they couldn't. And they realised, oh, shit, we're going to have to get Mabel to just cheat.
I love that they got a woman to do it as well. Oh, my God.
It's kind of like, that makes more sense, though, in the Moulin Rouge to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, make it classy, you know.
Yeah, I'd watch a woman farting rather than a man farting. On stage.
I mean, there's some videos I could show you. Well, I found on the internet.
Send me a link. Just saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think women are less likely to cheat, though, right? You wouldn't suspect a woman of cheating on the farts. Would you? Whereas a man?
I don't know. I think either of these could have been cheats. I mean, I'm not even, how do we know that he wasn't cheating? How do we know that this is for real? I guess he's wearing trousers. It's hard to hide a bellow.
Pujol made a living for decades with his act before World War I put a stop to it. After the war, his act had gone out of fashion. Some suggested that this could have been because people viewed gas comedy in poor taste following the extensive gas attacks during World War I. Though it could just be.
I don't think that's related.
No, I really don't.
Anyway.
I don't think it could be.
Mustard gas, which doesn't make a sound, has a very distinctive smell against a guy that farts loudly that has no smell.
Look, farts.
It's like the opposite.
Are
like
always
the opposite.
Funny. I'm not going to. I mean, even now, 100 years on, they are funny.
Plus ça change.
And if you are having a little swim in a little lake,
yes,
with your family, maybe there's a boar, maybe there isn't, but watch out because it might take your laptop, and you notice water flooding into your anus uncontrollably, sucking
Don't worry.
In.
Don't worry about it.
Don't mention it to a family doctor or anything.
No.
Just squirrel it away for when you're needed.
And then, you know, a few years later... You could turn it into a living. Just don't do it on Twitch, because you'll get banned.
You can do it on TikTok.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's where people are doing that stuff now. Or OnlyFans. Although not on OnlyFans.
No, it'll be fine on OnlyFans. It's just, you know, we can't show, you know...
Fingers going into holes.
I think sexual acts. I think they can still show nudes and stuff.
And farts.
So I think farts will be fine.
Where do farts sit on that?
I mean, it's not even sexual.
Okay, go to a museum. There's like nudes right? in the museum, right?
Farts aren't sexual, are they?
Sure. Surely not. Sure. Are you? Are they? Tom just fell over. he's fainted.
Are you all right? Is everything okay? You all right? Was
I'm
it the
sorry.
Fart talk?
I think it did him
Is
in.
Is it the fart talk?
He's too excited. Let's go. Oh, it's God. Quick. We need to fan him.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Fan him with farts.
In the British Museum, would they be okay with having an exhibit of this man?
Why in the British Museum? He's French.
Or the French Museum, whoever.
Okay. Is there a French museum?
Fuck, I don't know. A museum of stuff.
Le Musée de France.
Oui. Très bien. Here we have the first baguette.
Oh. It's very, très bien, très bien. Yes,
as
yes.
you can see, it is very short. The first baguette was only 1 inch long.
Oh, oui. Oui. Like my penis.
So is this real? How much more is there?
I think it's real, probably, right?
I mean, it sounds
he
like
must a... have a Wikipedia article, and then we'll know it's real, right? What's his fucking name?
It's pretty wild.
Bujon. Oh my God, he's real. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh yeah, yeah. Let's just give.
Press the X.
Give $100, £100 a month. Oh, and £4 as well for the transaction fees. You greedy fuckers. You're not having anything now. So yeah, he's real. He's real. What a legend.
A fartiste. There you go. Le petomane. Petomane. Look at him. He looks like he's ready to fart.
He's always ready to fart, Lewis.
Do you reckon he's like... He was a professional farter. A real fartomaniac. It's something that you don't see anymore.
I think it's important. You know, everyone should follow their dreams.
I don't think we should let this die out. You know? Where everyone's worried about... Tortoises going extinct. What about fartomaniacs? We don't want this to be forgotten. I'm just saying that someone out there...
Keep the dream alive!
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the future generations. That's what those African greys should be doing. They should be farting at people. That'll make everyone laugh.
There we go. We've solved it. We've solved the problem. We've killed two birds with one stone. No, that's exactly
that's
what we don't
want to
do.
We're trying to avoid.
That's what we don't want to... Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Okay. All right.
Where are we going to bury them?
In the lake.
Just chuck them in the lake. Boar will eat them. They're hungry. That'll stop them nicking the laptops as well.
Oh my God. Thank you for watching / listening if you're listening to the audio version.
Why would you do that?
They get extra. All the good shit that's cut out all the real funny stuff. It's too good for YouTube.
Really?
And goes in the podcast.
What?
It's not just the random shit for when we talk too long about something that's just left in.
Right. Well, you know, gotta make sure you make the most out of... Happy farting.
Happy farting.
That's what they say in France. It means something different. Means like good day. Okay, you learned something. Can't say we don't teach you stuff.
Why are you still talking? Why are you still talking?